Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change wants you to breathe out your oil change anxiety. And breathe in automotive peace. Visit us today.
Hello and welcome. Before we move into the higher aspects of understanding the personality, I wanted to give you a brief overview of this figure that you see here. And I will tag this particular video clip in every one of the other ones, so you can follow this. Just keep this principle in mind as you see this picture on the screen. These are the 12 houses of astrology. And the diamond, big one in the center, the diamond figure, is the four Kendra foundational houses of every person. And what I have drawn for you here is the north, south, east, west direction of the zodiac, and which is the day half, the yellow shaded part, where the sun moves from east to west. The sun rises here in the east, goes all the way top and sets in the west. This is the way even it plays in your chart. And then after the sun sets, the moon rises and there's the peak of the moon and the moon sets. Okay, so the left half and the right half are divided in astrological chart this way. And what does this mean? This means that this half that you see on the screen, the blue shaded portion, is ruled by the moon. That means it's more of the feminine energies. And from this half, the day half, is the masculine energy, so it's ruled by the sun. This also means the following. I'll just put these two. So the left and right half stand for these, what you see on the screen. The left half stands for feminine. It's internal. It's intuitive. It's left half of your physical body. And it stands for reflection. Everything that we do in the external, we should reflect and crunch it inside of ourselves, right? And the right half is masculine, which is external, what you play out in the external world ruled by the sun. It is creative as opposed to intuitive. It means you go out and create stuff. Creative doesn't necessarily mean arts and music. You can go and create even engineering and science. Or psychology or whatever it is, creating things outside of the world. It stands for the right half of the body, the one in which you give out your energy to the world. Left half is receiving, right half is giving. It stands for action as opposed to reflection. So I want you to understand this and take this everywhere as we go forward, because whatever happens in the right half of your chart, because superimposed on the chart, that means half of 7th house going to 8th, 9th and all the way till 12th house is basically what you play out in the external world, including the signs, including the energies, whatever I'm talking about. Okay, that's the external presence of you. This is the internal presence of you, the blue shaded part, the moon half, the half ruled by the moon and the other half ruled by the sun. These are the energies of the sun and moon, the two main luminaries. This is the nighttime, this is the daytime on the right side. Left is the nighttime. What else could this mean? Well, this means that whatever you develop in the night half as within yourself, you will go and play it out in the daytime. or whatever happens in the daytime, you will feed it back as reflecting for yourself in the nighttime. So as we move forward, I want to take this and I will paste this clip in the beginning of everyone, so it'll be easier for you to follow rather than keep coming back to this particular clip of video. Okay, this is crucial for you to understand, because we live in two worlds. Each one of us, we live inside of ourselves as one being, and we portray or bring talents, creations, relationships, everything, you name it, every aspect of your life, you bring one aspect to the outer world, and you are one kind of person in the internal world. That's how we determine personalities better. That's how we refocus ourselves every single day, reinvent ourselves in a new way. This is what gives rise to the possibility and the potential for every individual. Okay, this is where I come from, and this is what I have seen, even in my own chart. Okay. So bear this image in mind, and I will paste this clip for every single of the videos. So you can skip this part if you have already seen for, let's say, the fire sign or the earth sign or any sign. Now let's talk about the water signs, the ones who are involved in the emotional body all the time, because moksha houses are appearing in their ascendant. How does their higher evolution of work takes place? Very interesting that in the work triangle, as you can see in the screen, is having all dharma energy. Now the dharma energy is all about finding the essential fundamental questions of life, asking and answering the fundamental questions, like the why am I doing this and how do I do this. In the sixth house, they are asking about the what, the where, who, what am I supposed to do, and where am I supposed to do. But they are asking this in their daily routines. And in the 10th house, they are asking a rajasic dharma, which is always moving, because dharma is always a moving energy and a pure form of energy. That's why there are two sattva energies and one rajas energy in the dharma triangle. There is no tamas here, remember that. So there is no grounding. And the Cancer, Scorpio and Pisces are all moksha houses. So they are most of the time in their emotional body. Moksha houses meaning they are in their emotional body. So they need to, for them to bring that emotional body as work into the world, will involve asking the basic questions. The essential basic starting points. So for the Cancer ascendant, the why and the how is what they have to answer first. How do they use their creative intelligence? Whatever they want to get educated in as mainstream education, which field would they like to go? They need to investigate this a lot, the Cancer ascendant. And then it will feed them onto the sixth house, which will answer the questions for them, which is seeking higher philosophy and wisdom, because unless they know what this is and implement this as daily work, the Cancer ascendants, they will not graduate to this 10th house properly, which is the why, which answers the basic fundamental questions, the need to find path, purpose and direction for the self, not for others, but they are bringing it to others. Meaning what? Meaning, the Cancer ascendant is very attuned, or their soul path is to bring direction to themselves first, which will then feed on to others. And they need to do this by educating themselves in the second house, and they need to seek higher philosophy and wisdom in their daily routines. Whatever they're doing as daily tasks, there is a buried wisdom for the Cancer ascendant, and they need to find that. They need to uncover that, discover that. And that's what they will bring as direction to self, to themselves, and therefore, because it is the day half, to others. Okay? For the Scorpio ascendant, the second of the water sign, the work, the dharmic work that the Scorpio ascendant will do, they begin with seeking higher philosophy and wisdom first. They need to discover this higher meaning of life for themselves first, because in their ascendant there is already tamas energy, so they are very grounded in seeking liberation, finding the core desires and liberation. Okay, they are already there, So their evolution path in work, practical everyday work, is first to seek higher meaning. That's their beginning point in the second house. Then they move on to the sixth house, where they need to find the why. Why am I doing all of this stuff? I know the higher wisdom. Why am I doing this stuff? And where will they discover this? In the house of daily routines. In the house of daily routines, they will discover their why. They need to closely, internally examine, because it's the night half. Whatever is in the night half, it has to be examined internally more. So the work triangle for every ascendant is always more of an internal work, which is brought to the external world. Remember, there's only one point in the external world. There are two points in the internal world. So you need to examine, Scorpio ascendants, what's your path in your daily work and routine. Sixth house stands for daily work and routine. Something is buried there for you. And that's what you will bring during the daytime, during the external world, as the Sattvic Dharma, the highest point of your creativity, which you desire to use in your workplace. Using your creative intelligence will play up in your workplace, in your job, business, career, properly, if you do these two things. And that in turn will feed itself through your work cycle of life. For the Piscean ascendant, the last of the beautiful water signs. Now the Piscean ascendant has tamas and moksha, why me? They have a dissolved sense of ego in their head through birth, through their life. So what does this mean? The Piscean is already feeling dissolved in the world around them. So they need to find, why am I doing all this first? Aries appears in their second house. So they need to ask the why. They need to find path, purpose and direction first. Only then they can implement their creative intelligence, which they have, which was developed in the fifth house. They will use in the daily work and routines. The Piscean ascendant needs to use their creativity in their daily routines. This becomes the bridge for them to come to the 10th house and then find out the real sattva and dharma, what, where and who. The higher wisdom that they seek to bring to the rest of the world as their career during daytime will play out here. And this in turn feeds the sense of purpose and direction that they desire. It feeds them back and it will evolve to a next path. And then once again it goes to this house number 6 that you see here. So this triangle of work is what plays out for the Piscean one. This triangle, if the Piscean ascendant follows, they will really get grounding in whatever they are seeking. Because as you saw, for all the water signs, dharma is what is playing out in their work triangle, the 2, the 6 and the 10. Okay?